Shabbos, Paragvav Mishnah Beis. Lo yetzei ish besandal hamesumer. A man is not allowed to go out with on Shabbos with a sandal hamesumer. It's a sandal that has nails in it to strengthen it. And the reason that it's aser really doesn't have to do with Shabbos per se. It has to do with the gzeira, the rabbanon, because of a maisa shahaya. There was a maisa where the enemy, there were threats on the Jews, lo aleinu, so they went into a cave and everybody was wearing these things. And when they thought that they heard the enemy coming, it got chaotic and people killed each other because of these sandals. So therefore, on every day where there are a lot of Jews that get together, like Shabbos and Yom Tov, they asered to wear these sandals. V'lo b'yachid, and not with one sandal, b'zman shein baraglo maka, if the other foot doesn't have a maka. Because if it has a maka, everybody will understand why he's only wearing one shoe. But if it doesn't have, then people, the Rav says, maybe people will be choshed that he's carrying another sandal in his hands. So because of Maris Ayin, that's one reason. Or the other reason is that people will start laughing at him. And if they laugh at him, he'll then take off the sandal he's actually wearing and carry it Dalet Amos. But obviously, if he has a wound on his foot, they'll understand why he's only wearing one. V'lo b'tefillin. Now, obviously, if you hold that Shabbos is not a time to wear tefillin, so you shouldn't go out on Shabbos, the Mefarshim explained that even if you hold Shabbos as lav zman tefillin, this wouldn't be d'oraisa, because it's still considered derech malbush. And the Achronim go into why. And if you hold that Shabbos is zman tefillin, Taisis Yantif explains, you still shouldn't go out because we're afraid that if a person has to go to the bathroom, he'll take it off and then he'll end up carrying Dalet Amos b'shus harabim. V'lo b'kamia, not an amulet. Sometimes they would write psukim or things like that for a refuah, and then he put it inside of a piece of leather or something. B'zman she'enu min ha-mumcha. If this amulet was not by a mumcha. A mumcha is somebody, the Rav explains, that healed three people with amulets. That means that this amulet was not received from a person that was mirapa three different people. But if a person, if he gets an amulet from a person that was mirapa, he's allowed to wear it. And the reason that, in general, he can wear these things is because it's considered a tachshit for a chola, just like any of his other garments. V'loi b'kasta. Kasta is a helmet of iron that they would wear in war. V'loi b'magafayim. And a man is also not allowed to go out with metal boots that would go really high in times of war. They go all the way up to the knees. In all these cases, if one would wear them, he's not chayiv chatas. Because all these cases, they're either a malbush or they're a tachshit. But none of them are a masui.